Diane and Colin. I don't remember the others' names, but we bless them wherever they are today. And we bless Diane. We just ask you to fill her afresh, Holy Spirit. Fill her afresh. Let her speak your words and convey what she needs to convey. Let our hearts and our spirits hear what you want to say to us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Hold it a little bit higher. No worries. Okay, super. Thank you, Dave. As Graham just said, I used to come here, and there was one time, I don't know if you remember, but there was these lovely little gems coming here. It was amazing. And there was one time when we were praying just over in the, there was the Oasis Cafe, and then there's a little prayer room, and then there's the shop. And we were there one time, we were all praying, and the Holy Spirit just got hold, I think. It was you and me to start with. We were the naughty ones. We started laughing. And I honestly thought, I'm going to get in trouble for giggling. Because when I was a kid at school, I always got in trouble for giggling. But we just started laughing, and we were laughing and laughing more. And I was thinking, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. But it was just such an amazing, amazing moment. It was really precious to my heart. Do you remember that at all? No. Just me then. No, it was lovely. I love this. I love this church. You're a brilliant church, really are. So that's not why I came to tell you today, that I laugh lots. But, what I've actually come to tell you is some really exciting news. And it's not every day that you open the newspaper and you read about something that's being done in the UK. That's really great. And one day I just happened to be opening the paper and I saw this thing called Eternal Wall. And strange. And it was an eternal wall of answered prayer. So I don't, has anyone actually heard of it yet here? You have? There's a couple. Have you heard of it? No? So, yeah, it's well underway. It's brilliant. Oh, have we got a, hey, there we go. So I was just thinking, this is amazing. Like, this is a normal national newspaper, and they've got an ad for an eternal wall of prayer. And I was a bit sort of, well, that's just bit strange. So I actually looked at the bottom. There was a little, you know, email is here if you want details. So I thought, I'm going to find out a bit more about this. So I did. I emailed them. And it was a chap called Richard Gamble, who is had a vision for having a wall of prayer. And what it is it's going to be 1 million bricks. And it's made in a whopping great big infinity loop. It's like that. So I know that looks a little bit vague as a logo, but you will get to see some more pictures in a minute. So if we go, should we go on to the next slide? Yeah. So, I mean, the reason I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention is, I don't know if you're like me, but I sometimes find it a bit awkward to go out and just speak to, like, you know, people at work or in the street even, and just say, do you know what, God's really good and he's done this for me, it's brilliant. And you kind of think, yeah, they're not going to really like that. So this wall of prayer is your opportunity to essentially tell of how wonderful God has been to you without even stepping out of your front door, quite frankly. And the whole world will get to see it as well, because it's going to be made available on an app. So you've got the physical massive monument that's going to be built, but you'll also be able to access the answered prayers on your phone as well. So if you're actually at the site, you point your phone up and you can home me my brick, and it will have someone's prayer on there, an answered prayer. So there's going to be 1 million of them. So that's quite a big ask. it's actually the why, the whole purpose of it is to proclaim the good works that God has done. And if he's been good to you and you've got something that you can share, then this is a really easy way to just get that blessing that you had from God made public to everybody. So in the Psalms, it's Psalms 145, verse 4. He says, one generation commends your works to another, and they tell of your mighty acts. So this isn't just, you know, flash in the pan type thing. This is a major, major monument that's being built, and it's going to be there for years, hundreds of years. And your nugget of truth that you got from God, that moment he blessed you, can be made available for generations to come. So your blessing that you've received, if you make it known on this wall, other people will be able to read about it, know about it, and come to appreciate what God has done for you. And if there's a million of us all saying that, you know, you can just imagine the faith levels going up. I mean, other Christians are going, what happened there then? You know, I've got this sickness. Anyone else got healed of that? Oh, fantastic, you know. Do you see what I mean? It was just like your blessing, and it's going to be passed down from generations. So that's Psalm 145. We've got quite a few of them, so here we go. Psalm 78, verse 4. And it says, "We'll not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders that he's done." So if you have a wonder that God's done for you that you're aware of, and you want to, you know, include it in this initiative that's going on, it would be available for generations to come. And then a final one, and it's almost like a go do this. So Psalm 96, verse 3 says, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people." So this is a very, don't even have to go out your door, as I said, don't have to zoom over to Australia and tell them about what God's done for you. This is a very easy way to get these marvelous deeds made known to all nations. So, it's going to be, they say global, you can't actually spread around the entire world. It's in Birmingham. And it's going to represent all church denominations. So I went to the land blessing. Oh, we've got a little video later. There was all sorts of people there. It was amazing. We had, I don't know, there must have been Orthodoxies people in their kind of outfits looking very smart, and then to me in my jeans. And there was just every denomination there, every age, every culture was represented. It was really, really special, really nice unity of Christians coming together, all working together for one end. So that bit about the 750,000 people, the way it's placed is just incredible. It's clearly God's hand in it, and there is a video about how they got the land, and that in itself is a miracle. But there's two motorways. It's sat between two motorways, so there's all that traffic up and down. The HS2 high speed rail, that's actually coming into Birmingham. And that's the bit it has to slow down to get in. It comes hooning along, and then it has to go around this corner. Just happens to be where the land is, where the wall is. And then also all the planes going across as well. So it's in the air, you know, air flight path of all the aeroplanes going into Birmingham airport. So this is just amazing. Okay, so thank you. Okay, so that's what it's going to look like. It's huge. So who's you've heard of Christ the Redeemer in Brazil, I presume? Yeah? Yeah, it's bigger than that. So you're going to have the wall itself. And as I said, you've got your phone, you can look at it, or you can look online and look up prayers as well. You don't actually have to be on site. There's going to be other facilities as well. So that gives you an idea of what it looks like. The other photos there, that's us marching across the land. So they, you know, it came from nothing. We had zero, and the guy who was doing it was actually presenting this idea, thinking, I don't have any land and I don't have any money, but apart from that, I'm all good to go. So, you know, God's definitely in this. So we had a blessing of the land. And the group, there's a small team that are working permanently for the Turner Wall. And they thought, we need to have someone with a shofar to come along. And the guy in charge go, really? Come on, We don't need a shofar. Wouldn't a horn do, recorder, you know, something like that? And they go, no, we need a shofar. And he's going, no, okay, you've got a week to find this shofar person, otherwise you just got to drop this. Because, you know, he's a busy man, he's got things to do, places to go. He was off to America at the time. So then they were having their prayer meeting. They only had one more day to go. And I was thinking, oh, we'll just have to get a French horn in or something, you know, like they do at Remembrance Days, have something like that. And that's one of them saying, no, I'm pretty sure we're supposed to have a shofar because, you know, it's kind of God's trumpet and it declares victory over things and we really need to get that. Anyway, they were given, that was it. But you haven't got it, forget it. They went, that was the Monday morning prayer meeting. The lady went back to her desk. Oh, sorry, everyone. And in her inbox, there was an email from someone who didn't even know about this land blessing saying, I've got a shofar and I'd like to come along to your land and maybe just blow it on the, you know, blow on the shofar on your land one day, if that's okay. Okay. So yeah, come on down. So, and quite ironically, the guy in charge was like, I've got 15 other things more important than this shofar. And God goes and gives. So that made me laugh. But clearly God had an idea. He wanted his shofar on there, so we got one. So there was a big line of people, and we just walked across the land, and we read out a declaration, you know, protection as well as just declaring God's words. So, I mean, this started a long time ago, and so far they've got, as far as putting in a big access road, and you'll be delighted to know they've actually got all the funding to build the wall now. I mean, when I first joined, it was fundraising. Now it's, we need people to get prayers. So the money's fine. It's, can we have some prayers, please? Which is pretty much why I'm here, to be honest. Because I know you guys have got hearts of gold. And I thought, yeah, you'll have loads of examples of prayers. Is it okay to have the next slide? Thank you. Right, so as I said, bigger than Christ the Redeemer. So 49 metres is actually really very high. Like a block of flats even. So we will have the phone app where you can go and have a look at all the stories and listen to them. And I think it says on there, you can search, as I said, if you've got a particular need, people getting out of debt. If you were in that situation, it will be able to give you that raise your faith. So it's not just the wall. There will be a 24/7 prayer room. There's some gardens, reflective gardens, visitors room, cafe, all sorts of stuff. What's not in the slides is they're actually going to be giving back every brick of the wall. They'll also give a brick to social housing as well. So I think they get to build about, I can't remember if it was 30 houses from that. But anyway. And so the idea is that we will actually have a profit being made, and that will obviously go back into supporting the local community as well once it's up and running. It's due to be finished by 2026. So starting very soon on the actual wall, they've got examples of it. If we go up and visit the land, you can go and see their first piece. So as you can imagine, that shape's not too conducive to people actually laying bricks. So it comes in a big, long sort of piece, like a big jigsaw puzzle, really. And then they're going to bolt them together to make the shape itself. But it's just one great, big, long, no break in it at all. Thank you. Is that all right to have another slide? Thank you. Okay, so that's what it looks like from above, which is a bit weird. But from below, it looks like an infinity. So you've got the reflective gardens there on the right. That little road coming up to it, that's all built. So that's where I parked when I went to have a look. And then you've got a car park and such like. There'll be a visitor centre that's actually underground, so it doesn't impact the view of it at all. So that's at the sort of top of where it touches the ground. And the whole design was an engineer who's a Christian, and he just said, okay, God, what are we going to do with this? I don't know. Okay. And God actually told him, go and get a piece of paper. Okay, got a piece of paper. He goes, right, just twist it and stick the two ends together. Oh, okay. So he was absolutely delighted, trotted along. What do you think of this? Because I've seen some of the other designs and nothing's quite as amazing as this one was. In the middle, you can see a tree. There's a photo on the table. I went up there, stood by a tree, and that tree's going to stay there, and the affinity loop's going to go around. So at the moment, it's just a field. And then when it's finished, that tree is going to, like, it's the anchor, the oak tree that's there. Thank you, sorry. Okay, so this is where you lot come in, like in Jeremiah, where they had to build the bit of Jerusalem wall. Do you remember that bit? And everyone did their little section in front of them, and they got the whole wall built. So this is the same concept. All of the UK has been did up into all those pretty colours. We're Oxfordshire, of course. And we've all got to build our little section. So if we can get the section for Oxfordshire with all the prayers on, we've contributed to the building of the wall, essentially. So I've got, oh, I think it's on the next slide, isn't it? How many haven't we got? We've got quite a few prayers to get. We've done well. How much out is it? 300. Got 300 prayers. So yes, our region's one of these. We've been given this target to get some prayers in and submitted to the wall. And so that's really why I'm here, is just to raise awareness and ask if you would be willing to enter your prayers. You could do it online, or you can just put it on a piece of paper and put it in the box at the back there. There's multiple ways of doing it. It's going to be done so that your name and any details, personal details, is totally cut off from the actual prayer. So you don't need to worry that your prayer is going to be up there and then someone's going to ring you up and go, "About that prayer, I need some more details." That's not going to happen. It's just going to be the details of the prayer, but your personal stuff, that's all GDPR stuff, it's totally separated. The only reason they need it is obviously just for moderating, and so that they can show some. If people, I mean, we can imagine there's going to be quite a lot of people pushing back on this, as you can imagine. People are going to go, yeah, "Is that really happened?" And then, so we want to know, stand our ground, say, "Yes, we know exactly who this person is. No, you can't have their details, but that's a true prayer." So that's all that's about. So if you do submit something, don't worry, you are going to be anonymous to the world. It will just be how God blessed you and telling the deed that He did for you. So, is it all right to flip to the next slide? I think we're pretty much there. So, I mean, God's been very, very, very good at this. Whole hand has been in this. They were essentially gifted this huge amount of land, which was a very lucrative kind of price. They took quite a while to get the planning permission, and that was quite a struggle, but they managed to get that through as well, which you can imagine. It's huge. Motorways everywhere. Are we distracting drivers? Are we ruining green belt? They've had the whole lot. But it's been granted, thank you, thanks to God's intervention. And they've done all of the necessaries, all the due diligence, and they've had the first road, which is going to be called Bethany Hamilton. Close or road. Anyway, I don't know if you know who Bethany Hamilton is. She's a prime example of an answered prayer. She's a surfer in Australia. She actually ended up losing her arm from a shark attack, and it's only because her strong faith in Jesus and her prayer at the time that she's actually still alive. She's a bit of a walking miracle. It's all right. You don't have to have spectacular prayers like that and never lose a limb, to be honest. It's all right to have the next one. Thank you. Okay, so we're sort of combining the technology to get the word out there, telling all the nations, and also having a very impactful landmark in the middle of the heart of the nation of the UK. There's some, oh, these are all MPs. Even Parliament are happy with it. So, they've got QR code. I'm going to give you all a little bookmark, so don't worry about the QR code up there. But what you can do, if you're into that sort of technology, you can just scan the code with your phone, and then you can enter any prayers that you've had answered. I'll give you a bookmark so you've got details, so you don't need to worry about that now. Thank you. Okay, and I think we've got the video next. Have we? No? Oh. Did I send it to you? It should be a link on the final slide, and if you haven't got that, then I think I sent it by email a little while ago. If not, I could just tell the story if you like. Tell the story? Okay, no worries. Okay, so so as I said earlier, Richard Gamble, he was he'd had this vision for the wall. And time had gone by, and he's presenting things, and he's clinging to this vision. I'm definitely going to do this. This is what God wants me to do. I know it is. Don't know how I'm going to pay for it. Don't know where the land is, but I know God wants me to do it. So, you know, championing this cause of seemingly total nonsense. He went over to Bethel in California, and random lady, never met them before ever, just came up and kind of said, "I've got a word from God for you." And he's going, "Okay." And it's recorded. It just says, "God's got some land for you." Don't know if you're looking for property or something, but God's got some land for you. And, fantastic. Okay, great. So he goes back to the UK. He tells his congregation, or his church members, he said, "We've got some land." And they're going, "Where is it?" And they're going, "I don't know. But God's got some land for us." So one of the teams was just, I think, pondering this and actually, wondering and going about a daily business, and thought, "Okay, God, you've got this land. We need some more details, please." So she was just brushing her teeth, and God said, gave her a word. And she went down with the toothbrush over to Google Maps, and it came up with a word. And she Googled this, you know, the God's word, and she Googled it, and it came up with a dentist practice. Okay, well, that's weird. I just thought, had a bit of a giggle. Anyway, just above the dental's practice, she knew she had to ring the land that was just above this dental practice. And she sent it in to the guy called Richard, who's the one with the vision, and said, "This land is either going to be the land where we build, or it's going to be, the person who owns it, it's going to be highly significant." Anyway, the day she sent that, the guy called Richard had another email from a chap who wanted to meet with him and to discuss the wall. So he went over to had this meeting with the chap, and he told him all about the wall, we're doing this, and the vision's this. And the guy just sat there, stony face. Richard had absolutely no idea if he was interested or not. Didn't even really know why he'd gone, why he'd been summoned. And then the guy just said, "So you know about the trust fund then, don't you?" And Richard had no idea about the trust fund whatsoever. So he said, "Nope." And anyway, the guy said, "I'm going to go away and pray about it, and I'll come back to you." Well, it transpired that this guy had actually set up a trust fund for a monument to Jesus, some kind of landmark in the UK. And that was 6 months before Richard had the vision to build it. And this was like a decade prior. So both of them, within 6 months, a decade before all of this, had, he set up a trust fund, and Richard's had this vision and been working away on it. So now they've got money and they've got land. He said he was going to give him the land. So they went off and tried to find a block of land that this guy's in his portfolio, and that one was no good, and that one was no good. And then they got an architect in and said, "Okay, which one's going to suit it best?" And the architect came back and said, "That bit." And there's the bit that I thought, why didn't they just tell him this in the first place? That would have saved 2 years of messing about. But happened to be the bit that the lady Sue had rung, one who was cleaning her teeth. She'd put a red line around it. And that was the bit that they decided was actually the best bit anyway. So, I know, it's mad, isn't it? Completely. So he's got all the funding. He's been given the land, all the planning permission through. We are really just launching into now getting the whole thing built, but we do need the prayers, please. So we've got quite a few, but I need as many as we can get. And I was just so taken by the whole thing. I just sort of said, they said, we need people to go and get prayer. Excuse me. And I'm thinking, oh, what have I done? Sort of not very used to speaking, as you can tell. So that's the story, really. I submitted a couple of mine. So they don't have to be recent ones. They can be long, 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 long time ago in your life, if you, God blessed you. I mean, one of mine was because I recently had become a Christian. I wasn't working. I was just a kid, really. But I wanted a little cross. I was like, I'd like to have a cross. And after I came out of church, because it was a good old C of E and a big church and all that, and I came out of church, there was a little silver cross with a chain just lying on the floor that obviously someone had dropped it in there from the car park or whatever. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was thinking, I now look back on that, I think, the audacity of it. God's not a blooming vending machine, but, new, brand new, shiny young Christian. That was really rather special. And so that was one of the ones I put in. Another one was a little bit more involved. It was about my dad. He had been... I'd felt that God wanted me to... Don't laugh, okay. Wanted me to write the nativity play for church at that road. And so I was thinking, yeah, okay, this might be because God wants me to get my parents. I've been praying for my parents for decades to become Christians, and I thought maybe it's a way to get them into church. So I went ahead, wrote a nativity play like you do, and I thought, yeah, Dad's coming for Christmas, Mum, get them into church. They came for Christmas dinner, and then the nativity play was 4 o'clock. And my brother came as well, and his Buddhist wife and his little daughter. And I said, oh, yeah, time for nativity play. Let's go to the church. My mum and dad went home. And my brother came, but my mum and dad went home. And I was like, God, why did you make me write that? I was like, God, I'm flustered. Goodness sake. Anyway, so I was okay, obviously didn't hear God right that time, did I? February came round and my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And I was like, oh, I needed him to get me into the church. This is terrible. I wanted him to be there. Anyway, I was talking to my brother and his Buddhist wife, and I said, right, Dad's dying. Basically, he was dying. And I said, we are not going to argue between ourselves in front of someone who's dying about which religion's right. I'm not having that argument in front of Dad. I said, so, you know, we're going to decide right now what we're telling him. And it's only transpired that whilst my brother was at the nativity play, which I thought was a complete waste of time, he'd seen the cross on the wall and felt something, and he was confused about this. So he went to the Buddhist temple with his wife, and they said, I looked at a cross and felt something moving me. I don't understand. What's this about? And the Buddhist, whoever they are, leader, said, yeah, you need to follow Jesus for a season. I mean, how does that happen? So then my brother and his wife, and she's really kind of in-your-face kind of person, bless her. She's nice, but she's from Bulgaria, so slightly different rules around what's, you know, in your face or not. I mean, very British, she said that. No, she's right in your face. Anyway, she'd spent the next 6 months telling my dad Bible verses. Now, a throwback to when I was a young un, I was a bit wacky with my Christian. I painted a big pink cross on my ceiling. My mum and dad thought I'd gone nuts, and I was banned from going to church, and you know, it was all a bit awkward. So I was never, ever allowed to talk to them about God anymore, hence all the praying. So I thought, and that's kind of stuck with me, because if I mentioned anything about church, I'm like, no. They even sent me to a Catholic church with a friend because they thought I was in some kind of cult. Anyway, I wasn't. I was at a community church. So I wasn't allowed to talk to them about church. But the Buddhist monk is telling my dad Bible verses throughout his whole sickness and illness. And then right at the end, I thought, I'm going to break that law. So I had a little verse to my dad just before he died. And that was it. And then it was 2 days after that. And I was trying to do paperwork and comfort my mum and faff around. Because I'd been there. I'd moved in with my mum for about 9 months trying to look after my dad with her. And it was finally the time I was going to leave his house. But he was not going to be there when I got back. And I'm sweeping the back garden path and stuff. I was thinking, I don't know if he actually made it to heaven or not. And I was, sweeping, okay. And then I don't know if you've ever done this with God. I was like, you have to show me that he made it to heaven. And I thought, if he didn't, that's okay, because he's got free will and we're not here to, you know. But if he did get there, can you please show me? I'll say, okay, God, so if we could have some dove, maybe, and then that's too vague. Could we have a rainbow? And I go, okay, God, you just show me that you got to heaven, please. That's it, lift it. End of prayer. Right, got in the car, got the daughter. Mum said, can I get a lift to Tesco? Okay, Mum in the car, Tesco's, dropped her off. Got onto the M25 to come back to Oxford from Surrey. And the car in front of me, it's a van, had my dad's name on it. It's Paul Fisher. I've never seen a van with Paul Fisher written on it in my life. And there it was, Paul Fisher. And I went, Amy, get the camera. So she's taking these photos of this poor guy in the van with the thing on the back. And I was going, I was like, phew. And that's my screensaver on my phone now. And just every single day when I see that, I go, thank you, God, for that sign, because that was just amazing. I've looked up where that company was, because it had a company. It was the Paul Fisher curtain making company. I looked up where they were. They were right over in other side of the country. It would have been 5 hours away from where they're located. And for them to be on the M25 after I'd been delayed by going to Tesco's, to be right in front of me at that moment, I'm just like, yes, okay, God, you just do it. Don't ignore me and my rainbows and my dove, that's fine. Yeah, you always come a bit better than my rubbish suggestion. So, yeah, so they're my couple of prayers that I put in amongst other ones. But it can be as long and convoluted as the last one, or just as simple as finding a little cross when you first became a Christian, anything from when you're a teenager to recently. Any prayer would be very, 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 very welcome. There's lots on there. So it really will, I believe it will just be quite an eye-opener to a generation of people who just don't believe in God anymore. They've got the likes of Mr. Hawkins and Robert Dawkins and whoever else. It's not Robert, Richard. Robert Dawkins is a good guy. Yeah, so it's a real opportunity to just make God's wonders known. Thank you very much.